Hey, I'm Justin Sinceri. I'm a therapist, a coach, and the creator of the Polyvagal Trauma Relief System. I've been doing this series on the shutdown experiences survey results. The past two episodes dealt with that. I'm going to take a quick break from that because I'm basically just overloaded with stuff I got to take care of. I'm doing coaching and therapy more than ever. Wrapping up my first book. The next two are done and almost ready to go as well. Plus being a dad and, well, just life, you know. So I'll take a quick break from the shutdown experiences survey, get back to it hopefully next episode. In this one, I'm going to address a question from within my Stuck Not Collective community. We meet up twice a month for Q&A, and this was a question that someone asked. It's about neurodivergence and finding safety and connection, and how realistic is that, and how else could this look? So this is a clip of my response to that person. If you would like to join me and the rest of my Stuck Not Collective private community, you can sign up for the Stuck Not Broken Total Access membership, where you get access to the private community and my trauma recovery courses. I'll have more information for you in the description. Enjoy this episode. We have another question, which is a big one. Ventral vagal is considered pro-social. Yeah, it kind of is. Huh? For some people, the ventral vagal state is not coupled with social motivation. So the way I'm reading this is that for some people, being in safety does not necessarily equate to the impulse to connect with others. I need to uncouple the words safe and social in order to realize I'm in my ventral vagal state. Okay? Like a top-down reframing. I'm exploring my neurodivergence. Those on the autism spectrum occupy the ventral vagal state differently. What would you cultivate in neurodiverse people to help them climb the polyvagal ladder and flourish? All right. Part of this is, what does safety feel like for an individual? Whether they are neurodiverse or not, what does safety feel like? And then the next part, I guess, is what do you want to do? What does the body want to do with it? So safe and social, yeah, that's, I used to use that phrase a lot. I've stopped using that, and not necessarily intentionally, but I've just noticed that I'm not really using that as much anymore, if at all. And I've started using connection more, because safety is about connection. Connection with self, environment, or others. And I guess you could say spiritually as well. So we could put that in there as well, but it's connection. When do you feel connected and to what? That may not be another human being. It could be a pet. That's definitely safety. It could be to the environment. It could be through your senses to the environment. It could be to yourself, maybe on a more of an emotional level. The struggle I have here is when we classify groups of people. When we say neurodivergent, at this point, I honestly don't know what that means anymore, because it's so widely used. I've seen this used when in trauma, in ADHD, with autism. And at some point, it's like, well, what do we not mean when we say neurodivergent? So I struggle with that. What does that mean on a larger level? If someone comes to me as an individual and says, hey, I'm neurodivergent, I would ask them, what do you mean by that in relation to yourself? How do you know? What experiences do you have that are telling you that you're neurodivergent? And then, okay, so they've bought into polyvagal theory maybe. What does safety feel like for you? What does connection look like? What does that feel like for you? So I look at this more on an individual level, which is, let's not limit ourselves. Well, if you know your limits, okay, fine. But if you know I can't connect with people, that's too much. Okay, that's fine. What does connection feel like to you? When you do have an impulse to connect, where does that go? To what? Is it with a cat? Lovely. A dog? Fine. Is it going outside and looking at trees? Beautiful. But it's still connection. So rather than limiting ourselves by saying we must connect with another person, that might not be the way to go, right? But if we expand it and say, I have some capacity to feel connection, I know I can, I know it's there, I know I can develop it, and then hopefully just be curious about, well, what does that look like? What does that feel like? What does that take you to? And just be open to what that could be. And maybe it is a specific person that someone might feel safe with. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's not everyone. Maybe it's not a few people. Maybe it's just one person, and it's time to reconnect with that person. I don't know. You know, so I would reframe it as safety is the ventral vagal pathways lead to connection. Not necessarily safe and social, but maybe it's safety and connection. I would invite each of us to, instead of limiting ourselves or accepting the limitations of others, let's just be curious about where we're at today and what that brings. That's it, just today. Maybe not even today, just this moment. And so in this moment, I have the capacity to do this with you. For you, this moment, you might have the capacity, or after we're done here, to go garden. And that's what safety feels like, or to paint a picture. And that's beautiful. That's wonderful. Let's just stick with that instead of, well, I'm not socializing with people, and therefore I can't do this and I can't do that. And it's just right now, just this moment, just right now. You know, all my coursework stuff is all about the present moment, right? It's not about what you should. I don't think it's about, I hope it's not about what I expect you should and should not be doing, how that looks on the outside. It's in this moment, be curious about what safety feels like, try out things that help you feel safe and rule out things that don't, at least for now. And then when it comes to the UDS stuff, it's what do you feel now? What can you allow yourself to feel from safety? Not exploring the past in detail. It's all about the present moment. So in the present moment, what's your capacity for safety? And can you follow that? And where does it take you? If you go and paint a picture, or if you go garden, like, okay, well, now what's the experience of that? And if you can deepen that anchoring into safety, now it feels good. And just kind of keep following that. Eventually, one might get to the point where they're ready to reconnect with someone. A lot of times, that's kind of how it happens, is as I have more safety in my system, I feel this impulse to have a connection with a person or a pet. And so we follow that. And a lot of times when it comes to connection with people, I keep saying reconnect, because it's like there might already be people in my life that I have some level of connection to, and now it's time to reconnect with them in a way that just is deeper and more challenging. But maybe it's like, hey, I just want to let you know I really appreciate you for X, Y, and Z. Thank you. So that person's already there, and maybe that's a way to connect with another person, but in a deeper way. But that might not be on the table either, and that's fine. And you stick with gardening or painting a picture for this moment and see what opens up in the next. That's it. All right, I hope you enjoyed that episode. Let me know what you think. Put your comments in the comment section on YouTube if that's where you're watching and listening. But I'd love to know what you think. When you hear neurodivergence, what does that mean to you at this point? Isn't it pretty much in everyone's bio? It's everywhere. And at some point, don't words just sort of lose their meaning? And again, if you'd like to meet up with me in the future for these Q&As, do so by signing up for the Stuck Not Broken Total Access membership. You get access to my private community and my 3 trauma recovery courses, Polyvagal 101, Building Safety Anchors, and Unstucking Defensive States. They help you to learn polyvagal theory, build the strength of your safety state, and then finally gets unstuck from your stuck defensive state. There is a link in the description to learn more. Really hope you enjoyed this. Bye.
This podcast is not therapy, not intended to be therapy or be a replacement for therapy. Nothing in this creates or indicates a therapeutic relationship. Please consult with your therapist or seek for one in your area if you are experiencing mental health symptoms. Nothing in this podcast should be construed to be specific life advice. It is for educational and entertainment purposes only. More resources are available in the description of this episode and in the footer of JustinLMFT.com.